The question, can a blind person guide a blind person, stuck in my mind all week. And outrightly, we may say a physically blind person cannot guide another blind person. We judge quickly. We see only the weakness of the person. It is hard, however, for us to think, how could this even be possible? A blind guiding a blind. For me, I say, it is possible. There is possibility. They may be weak on one of their senses, that is, their sense of sight. But their other senses might be stronger. Their sense of smell, their sense of touch, their sense of hearing, and their sense of taste. Moreover, nowadays, technology could help them as well. Furthermore, if you Google and search on what blind persons or visually impaired can do, you will find that there are hundreds of careers available for them out in the market. So in my humble opinion, it is therefore possible for a blind person to guide another blind person. In fact, yesterday, after the 5 o'clock, somebody approached me and said, "Yes, Father, we experienced that. They had a brownout, and the blind person guided them out of the hall." But in the gospel today, Jesus was not only talking about physical blindness. What he meant was spiritual blindness. The Pharisees, who interpret the law and strictly enforce the observance of the law, were the ones, as Jesus said, who were spiritually blinded by their own understanding of the scriptures. And remember, despite how many times Jesus corrected them or rebuked them, they never listened to him. Nevertheless, they knew in their hearts that Jesus speaks the truth. But they were too proud to admit it. They were afraid to admit that they were wrong in their understanding of the scriptures. Worse, they themselves do not follow what they teach. And they sometimes interpret the law to their own advantages. This was the reason why Jesus called them hypocrites. Hypocrites. How about us, my brothers and sisters, my friends? Perhaps it is time to ask ourselves, am I spiritually blind? Am I spiritually blind? Do I just close my eyes and ignore the truth and do whatever I am pleased to do? Do I look away from the truth and see only things that I want to see? Am I spiritually blind? This coming Wednesday starts the season of Lent, where we will see little by little, slowly, the revelation about the truth. The truth on why Jesus came to this world. And I ask you, are we prepared to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, and to touch the truth. One of the stories that you will hear this Lenten season is the conversion of Nicodemus. He is one of the Pharisees, a member of the Pharisees, who saw the truth and who at the end submitted himself to the truth, and he turned his sight to the truth. Like Nicodemus, may we also not be blinded from our selfishness to see the truth, to know the truth, and to accept the truth. May we find in our hearts to listen to the truth and draw ourselves to believe the truth. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that we may give thanks to Him who will reveal the truth in a couple of days. May the season of Lent truly open our eyes in understanding the truth. And in the days forward, may we all live the truth for the rest of our lives.